That is Billie Holiday with The Very Thought of You, as it is Valentine's Day. I know you guys all know that. And we got to chat with Katie Stone at the first hour of the show. She produces the Children's Hour on KUNM. And she talked to us a lot about the different traditions of how humans began to celebrate this holiday and where it came from. And I thought we could take that conversation and expand on it past the human experience. So on the line, I have Irene Garden. She is a nurse midwife by trade and profession and career. And when she finally was done working overnights in a hospital and catching babies and educating humans about sexuality and all of those sorts of things, she started spending her time volunteering as a docent at the Biopark, which is Albuquerque's largest zoo. Irene, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rita Daniels.
Well, let's get started with this list of animals that we're going to talk about. So tell us about how the elephants make baby elephants. How does that species? I mean, no, seriously, we know that elephants have been being killed, you know, by mass numbers in Africa and in Asia for their tusks, you know, been off and on the list of being protected species and stuff like that. And so the fact that, you know, any of us are still here is amazing. But how do the elephants do it? What are their practices?
Well, first of all, you know, the female elephant comes into breeding age around the age of 13. And the elephants actually have some actual courtship happening, and it can happen for weeks. The female will make calls, and not only does she make calls, but when the males hear her calling, they compete, and they can compete pretty fiercely. And actually, elephants are affectionate. I love that. They like to nuzzle. They like to intertwine their trunks, etc. And when the male comes into, his time, you know, he's feeling his testosterone, he has something called must glands. And those are located in the bull's temples. And it actually secretes copious amounts of sticky substance with a very strong smell. And his private parts also secrete something. He tries to make himself look big, and the male can become very dangerous at this time, extremely dangerous. He becomes interested in the female's urine and feces, and he actually smells her vagina. And that will tell him, that's the signal through the air, that she is ready to mate. So she will stand near him.